welcome to another episode. The Level Up Show Podcast is here to rock your ass. We talk video games, present, future, and past. We'll talk about the news, what we play recently. You'll find us on Twitter at TLUSB. We're TLUSB!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition, this month's edition, I don't fucking know anymore, of the Level Up Show podcast. I don't think we've been here since September 14th-ish. We're back for episode 306. I'm your host, Derek Vance. Welcome back. Thank you for being here. If you're listening, I appreciate it more than you know. With me, as always, is the earliest birthday boy known to mankind. It is Careful Ralph. Careful Ralph. Happy early birthday. Yeah. What are you, 54? Thanks. 55?
I feel not a day over 54. I feel like 40 bucks.
What is that, Brian Urlacher, 54?
Yeah.
Remember what number he was.
Yeah, I think he was.
I think so, too. Well, I'm glad you're feeling Brian Urlacher. I'm over here feeling Taylor Swift 22. You know, no, not at all. I feel fucking ancient, so.
Also,
famous 22, Emmitt Smith.
Yeah.
There you go. Also joining us is the man who coined the phrase before Russell took it over. It is the Let's Ride man himself. It is Ryan. Hello, Ryan. Let's ride.
I don't want to get sued. Okay. Don't try telling Russ that happened.
Hey, listen, Russ is responsible for cooking, but it does seem like he is cooking meth because that dude is not doing a goddamn thing.
Didn't he say, like, let's ride after an interview and the loss of that horrible game?
So as he's walking away from the podium, he's like, he says Broncos country pretty loud and then walks away and is like, let's ride.
Yeah.
What's the most pathetic sounding let's ride of all time? Oh, man.
Is he even playing football anymore?
I don't.
Is he like an actor, like just doing a role?
I think at this point, Walmart has paid him to not play football. I think that's what's happening. Walmart told him to roll back, and that's what he took as roll back.
And like, he seems like he's pretty like, I never understood, like he's a very religious person, and that's fine, but he's also like very obsessed with himself. Like, yeah. those aren't supposed to go together, right?
When he showed up at training camp wearing all of his own merchandise.
Yeah. But I think Tebow was like the opposite. Tebow was very obsessed with religion, but he wasn't out there like.
Tebow's like a white t-shirt jeans kind of guy.
Yeah, he wasn't out there like promoting his brand or making cash.
Well, I mean, Russell Wilson should really just follow in Tebow's steps and go to baseball.
Yeah,
I think.
And then immediately get cut.
I mean, Russell Wilson's probably better at baseball than Tebow was he actually could have. He got drafted, right?
Yeah,
by some team.
Pretty high.
Yeah.
Him and Kyler both.
Not too late. And Mahomes. He got drafted.
I know he could have played, though, yeah. He could. I thought he got drafted, but I know he could have played.
I'm sure Mahomes would probably be good at baseball. Like, his dad was a baseball player, so I'm sure Mahomes.
Yeah.
Right. But careful, Ralph. How old are you turning, really? What are you turning, 35, 36, 42?
Don't patronize me.
I'm not trying to. I don't know, man. You're not that old.
I know for sure he's not turning 35.
No.
37. It's 37, isn't it?
38.
Okay, I can remember.
Two years till the end.
Is he 39?
I think me and Aaron Rodgers is the same age. I could be wrong, though.
37?
So you could in a row. Still be quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, I'm planning on trying out one day.
You're about Kyler Murray's height, so you could do it. You're probably as mobile as he is too at this point. He doesn't seem to be very mobile.
Oh man, no, I don't. No, only thing mobile on me is my phone.
I would love to see you scramble, and I don't mean eggs.
I'm scrambling to get to work on time every day. Well, that's not true at all. I'm like 20 minutes early. I'm an old man.
You go and take a nap in your car before the ship starts, like all the old other dudes.
Much.
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's a good time. Well, we haven't been here in a month. Anybody got anything fun or exciting that's been happening? Ryan's like traveling the entire world. So,
yeah, Ryan. I'm to Portland soon.
You were just.
No metal Jesus. Maybe no Radical Reggie. You got COVID.
John Hancock, and you can buy his new Sega Genesis game that he stars in, called
Block him. Does not work though. I'll have to make it work.
Block him, sock him. You swing by here, and I'll hook you up with a Genesis.
Well, you got an extra one.
I got a Genesis 3 and a 2. I don't know if the 2 works, but
I'm not sure. Which
I bet it does.
Points.
Was it? How big was it? It wasn't the tiny one, right?
Mine looks pretty small, but I don't know. Like,
does
how
it
tiny
have the,
are we talking?
Does it have a headphone jack on it where you can? It has a volume slider for the headphone
what?
Jack because that would be Model 1.
Let me check.
Model 2 looks kind of rectangular.
Ryan's already got the quarterback outfit. I think he had one of those little like glove or hand protector things on his backside. You know, he slid that around back like old Mahomes puts. It's just your shirt.
Okay. As long as nobody puts their full body weight on him.
This is
Oh, that's 2. That's a Genesis 2. Okay.
Nice. Does it say it on like the
serial number?
Yeah.
I don't think it
MK
says on him.
631.
I don't think it says till the Genesis 3. I mean, I think the Genesis 1 is the coolest looking one. It
does have a phone number I can call, though, if I need help.
You probably should call that number if I had to guess.
Because I took this apart once and tried to fix it, but I was like a little kid, so I didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
It's time to try.
It's probably not worth fixing, but I could probably hook you up with one.
Probably some spiders in here or something.
That's what's powering it.
Maximum carnage up in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I feel like you've traveled at least to a place while we were gone, Ryan. Were you in Chicago? Did we talk about Chicago the last time we had this podcast? I know you went to Chicago.
I think we did talk about Chicago.
Okay. Did you go somewhere else? Kansas City, maybe?
No. But we thought about going to Kansas City, but did not do it. I don't think I've gone anywhere. I mean, I went to a pumpkin patch.
Oh, that's there you go. Nice. We're doing that Saturday or Sunday, maybe. I think.
I don't know if I went anywhere else.
What pumpkin patch you go to?
It was over by Winterset. I don't know what it's called.
Oh, Howell's.
Probably.
That sounds about right.
Not sure. It was like $11 or something like
that.
Yeah,
it's not. That's the cheapest one, but it also has just as much as everybody else. So, and it's a nice one.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Did you take the nephews?
My brothers brought their children. I didn't bring any random children with me.
Unfortunately, should have just wrapped that Sega Genesis up in a little baby swaddle and carried it around with you.
Okay. Yeah.
There were definitely a lot of children there.
It is
everything set up for them, and then like a really weird basketball hoop that's like slanted out in the field. I don't know what that's going on. Like, it was very hard to shoot on that hoop.
Is that the one with the big corn maze too?
Yeah, I did not go in the corn maze, but they had like two versions, like a
hard
baby
one in it. Yeah.
Yeah, and then the big one.
So. I am like irrationally afraid of corn mazes.
Yeah, I don't know what the appeal is.
I get some anxiety when I step foot in one. Like, I can just walk and be like, I should turn around probably because I don't know.
It must not be that difficult because I've never heard of anybody getting stuck in there. But
yeah, I would think that you could probably just push your way through the corn and get out. But
if you know which direction to go.
Yeah, I mean, you're in a populated area enough that I'm sure if you just yelled very loudly, it would be fine.
Freak everybody out, start yelling.
Absolutely, yeah. Why not?
Oh, there's horseback riding too. I did not do that.
Nice.
Because they just let you do like a little circle, and the horse did not go very fast.
Ralph, you do have a tiny human. Have you taken Little Bird to Pumpkin Patch yet?
No, I've never been to a pumpkin patch in my life, and I'm not sure what it is. To be honest, or a corn maze.
You should get the little bird all prepped and ready, wrap her up tight, and you and the wife should go to a nice pumpkin patch down there. It's a good time. I mean, corn maze is exactly what it sounds like. You have an entrance, you follow some zigzaggy spots to get out the other side. Sometimes you can get lost, sometimes you get out. It just depends on what awaits you on the other side. Pumpkin patch, usually there's like a big area full of corn that you can swim around in, the corn pool. The kids love that. There's usually some slides, sack races, or something to do with apple sacks or potato sacks that people use. A lot of times there's an inflatable balloon thing that you can hop on at Howell's.
Yeah, there was that a big slide, like a little merchandise area to buy stuff and food area to
Yeah.
buy like pumpkin bars and some other stuff. But if you just want pumpkins, there's really no need to go to the pumpkin patch because you can
No.
just buy them at Hy-Vee or
It's
wherever.
more of an attraction to do all of the other things,
Yeah.
but it is a good time. The kids really love it.
Yeah, they get you on a tractor and take you out
Hayrack
to the pumpkin
ride.
patch.
Yeah,
Yeah.
hayrack
Okay.
rides. Remember those,
Well,
don't you? From 1482.
they give you sharps to cut pumpkins, you know.
When you were actually pulling hay in the rack.
Mean, I've been to a warehouse of nightmares, but I have not been to a pumpkin patch.
Haven't been
Maybe
to a
take Little
house
Bird to
yet.
that. That'd probably work out better.
Okay. She may be too short. I'm not sure.
The rapper? Did you have give birth to the second incarnation of San Francisco Treat?
Okay. Yeah, maybe. Hopefully.
That would be great.
The
You'd be
ladies'
set
version, yeah.
forever.
A little short. Yeah.
Yeah, too
I don't
shortest.
know. We'll work on
And
it. Yeah.
you never were taken to a pumpkin patch when you were
I
like
was never
really
taken to a
young.
pumpkin patch as a kid either, so they
Yeah, I
weren't a
was
thing
not.
when I was growing up for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know if any of them are around here. I'm sure there are, but
We had like a little
you know.
park area that we would go to called Mariposa, but it wasn't it, like they would do like haunted house kind of things or again scary glow in the dark night rides on a hayrack ride, like stuff like that, but never like a pumpkin patch with a corn pool. Like that's very much a probably the last 10 or 15 years, I would have to guess.
I went to Night Eyes as a kid,
Oh yeah.
and I
I've
go
been to
now as an
that.
adult.
Yeah, Night Eyes sucks, but I remember going to that.
Yeah, it's cool when you're a kid. When you're an adult,
I
it's just very boring. You just walk around and get little pieces of candy.
got carrots as a kid going to Night Eyes, and I was like, I don't ever want to come back here. This is not what I'm looking for.
I just made the realization that there's probably more corn in Iowa than Missouri. I mean, maybe not, but
What
I think there is.
is like the per capita thing down there? Meth or
I mean, I was gonna say heroin, but okay, yeah, probably meth.
there a heroin farm you go to?
Yeah,
Is it
probably in Hannibal, Missouri, yeah.
like that scene or that stretch of scenes in GTA 5 where you're just like on the farm cooking it up and flying planes?
That's what Mark Twain was talking about when he talked about America's hometown.
Yeah. It's normally what I'm looking for.
I did have a lady, I probably should say this, doesn't matter. I had a lady come get her mail the other day from me, and she was wearing a cow costume. And
Nice.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's October, so a little early, but
Older lady, like what?
she's probably about my age.
Was she
Okay.
like going to a party or was she just living her best life?
I'm guessing the latter on that
Or
one, because it was just midday.
maybe she was shooting some OnlyFans content.
That's,
Well,
yeah,
I was gonna say
possible.
she shooting something. I don't know.
She's milking herself for the OnlyFans camera.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
Anything's plausible in these
the
moments.
economy's in shambles. Yeah.
Yeah, people are looking for $3 for milking themselves on OnlyFans. It's so bad.
Man,
Oh.
I got another story I'm not gonna tell on the air because it's sad, but I'll have to tell
Don't
you another
forget it. Lock
time.
it in. Don't forget it because I'm excited to hear it now.
Got someone else on my route, but okay.
Anything else new and exciting in your life there, Careful Ralph? Everything's Gucci with the baby and the wife.
Yeah.
Wife's birthday went off without a hitch. She saw the Mario trailer and fell in love, which we'll
I
talk
did have her
about.
watch it. I don't know. I mean, I hope it wasn't a disappointing birthday for her, but it probably was. I mean, you know, let's be real.
Did she enjoy Jack Idris Elba Black as Bowser?
Oh man,
I thought
I
that was
didn't go
Idris
right
Elba.
into
That was
this.
him.
Yeah, I thought that was Idris Elba real bad. She
No.
probably had no idea, did she?
I think I
Listen,
told her who it was, but
at
yeah.
the end of the day, birthdays, once you get to a certain age and or like plus the parenting thing, it's like, hey, I did the dishes, and you give somebody a hug and they usually break down in tears and you're like, great, I did okay. This is serviceable.
Okay, I did something wrong then.
The dishwasher did them all.
Oh no, we don't have that
Sometimes the
luxury.
dishwasher does not do its job, though.
My dishwasher never does the job. But then again, I am now the dishwasher.
promo, though.
It's a fucking mad deal.
Yeah.
All right. Right on. Well, hey, that's a no news, as they say in the business, and I don't know which one, but as they say, no news is good news. So we love to hear that. Yeah, let's get on to the show proper. I have not a whole lot. My life is extremely busy. I have gotten like literally no time to play video games, unfortunately. And that's what I'm very concerned about as we head towards the end of October, because there's a lot of games I want to play. And, also the game of the year is coming out in the beginning of November. And, I got to figure out how I'm going to take some time off to play that, I think. So we'll get there.
Okay.
I don't know if I can afford to take the time off, but boy, I'm really thinking about it. But anyway, we'll get there.
Talking Call of Duty? Or...
Yeah.
Frontiers.
Warzone 2 is what I'm thinking about.
Okay. I mean, Sonic Frontiers is getting that free Monster Hunter DLC.
I just saw that.
This is everything you're hoping for out of the game of the year that comes out in November.
I can't wait to... play as Sonic and go hunt, insert Monster Hunter monster name here, and do it a billion times. I'm very excited about it.
Thor.
Diplodorus. Whoa. Okay. I was just naming a dinosaur. It's like, I don't know. I don't remember what any of those fucking things are called.
Diplo. Just Diplo. guy.
Just
that's fine.
Diplo, yeah. Silk Sonic, Diplo, all of them.
Build them out Duplo blocks.
Yep.
You know.
Yep. Well, let's move on to the actual show proper, where we talk about what we've been playing, and we're going to start off with some video game news. So we'll go there first.
Oh, yes. I see that you have the news. Bring it to me, please. Quite.
Ralph, I appreciate you curating this list of all of the news, at least the important.
Four things out of a month. Time. Yeah.
I mean,
no problem.
I don't know that there's really much beyond this. I wouldn't know without going and actually digging, and my level of desire to do that is very low. So to me, you're reporting the good stuff. At the top, well, buddy. What do we got?
Grand Theft Auto 6.
Oh,
is real.
That's right. I did forget about this.
Hostage.
Oh shit.
Yeah. I don't really know much about it, but sounds like a bad time for Rockstar.
Two protagonists, it sounds like, male and female. Brother and sister is the rumor, I think.
Yeah. Did they have to pay? Somebody was holding this ransom.
What?
Source code or whatever it was. Yeah, I don't know whatever happened with that. I should have probably figured that out before we started talking about
it. I remember hearing about, like, they were going to get, like, the FBI involved to track down who leaked it. And they kind of narrowed it down, but that was all I heard.
Okay, I may have made that up.
Sad it was.
Probably. I may have made all this up. But, yeah. When nobody knows when it's coming out. Probably next year.
I'm sure it's coming out this year. December 25th. No. Okay. I would guess that game is 2+ years away.
Okay, I didn't know if it'd be next year or the year after. I didn't know how far along.
Yeah, I would guess 2+ years, but I'm no video game developer, so I have no clue. But I would say minimum 2 years before we see a GTA 6. But at least it's real. And the things I saw of it, pretty smooth. Looked pretty smooth.
Okay. Yeah. So. How excited are you about this?
I have not been excited about Grand Theft Auto since I beat 5 and then saw it get ported to every possible realm in the galaxy, including, I believe it got ported to this next. Oh, it didn't. Oh, well, it's dead anyway.
I thought you were gonna say Switch.
No, I was gonna say, I think it got ported to Stadia, but now that's dead,
maybe. Yeah, Stadia decided to team up with being dead and
a gravestone.
Yeah.
Like a gravestone cowboy.
I was wondering if we even talked about this on the last episode, because I don't remember how long ago this was. Giving everybody the refunds back, or giving people refunds on everything they bought, which I think is kind of crazy.
I was going to say, but I think Ryan might have broke this news on our Discord. I think he was the one that said something.
I just saw Metal of Jesus, like a tweet of somebody's that said that they just bought like some Stadia stuff, and I was asking for like recommendations. I don't know if it was like a joke or what. at least you can get refunded.
Yeah, now, I kind of really forgot it was still existing.
The idea
I
of,
heard it was dead.
The idea of Stadia was streaming stuff, right? You would buy it, but you wouldn't actually own it. You would just have the rights to stream the video game, right?
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they've been. Some company tried doing that. I don't know how long ago, and it totally bombed. But I mean, yeah, I thought like it may have
online
survived.
Oh, yeah, online. That sounds right. Yeah.
But I mean, now you think it probably would have succeeded, because like I'm kind of surprised it didn't. But I mean, I don't. Maybe
I think Game Pass just was more popular. But
okay. Yeah, maybe
on PC.
Or probably.
Yeah.
Like, I guess I don't know. You think something Google puts out needs to hit a higher threshold, like profit wise, and
I'm
I guess
sure.
It'd be hard to say.
I think they experiment a lot, because like I know I saw somebody post like a bunch of like Google's like failed initiatives or like stuff that's now dead.
Google
so,
Glass. Remember how cool that seemed?
Oh yeah. Yep.
I think it's kind of experiment, and like I don't know if any of this stuff that they done is going to get repurposed for something else.
My like what
sounds like some of it is
my experimenting that I have at my house is like, hey, I bought hamburger, I'm going to try to make a different dish with it, and I spent about $12 on it. Google's like, yeah, it's like $400 million, it's fine, we'll just figure it out. What a fucking crazy thing to deal, like, yeah, I'm just gonna shoot my shot.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't
Especially
know, never
refunding everything.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't think it ever interested any of us, but
no.
Okay, you guys know anybody who used Stadia?
Nope.
No, I okay. thought about it once I got pretty good internet, but I still never tried it.
Yeah, I don't know anybody who used it either.
I think Game Pass like pretty much made it so my all my interest was gone in Stadia, especially like also when I found like finding out that like you couldn't really run the games at like the highest setting, so it basically wasn't like you had a high-end PC without having a high-end PC. So
I'm like, is this comparable to Luna? Isn't that Amazon's thing?
Amazon's doing something. I've never really heard anybody talk about it.
I see it, and I see them say the word Luna, but I have no idea what it means and what they do.
I think it's similar, but I really don't know what it is.
I just think the idea of streaming video games is great, right? Like, they're integrating it a little bit better. Game Pass has it 100% on lockdown. Perfect idea. PlayStation's sort trying of. To get there. You think sort of?
Well, because like when you stream it on Game Pass, you're not playing the PC version. You're playing like an Xbox version. So like having the ability to download it's cool, so you can play a better version. But yeah, for people who can't play the better version and are streaming it, yeah, you're playing some like I don't know if. At one point, it was just base Xbox One. I don't know if they've upgraded it to something better, but yeah. But I've done it before on my phone. It's really cool to do it on your phone, because it doesn't really matter that it's like the Xbox One version. It still looks pretty cool. But I don't know if somebody who plays PC games or wants to stream PC games, I don't know if they're gonna want to play like something that doesn't look that great.
Yeah, I just think
download it, play something better.
At least their integration seemed to have worked better than Stadia, or for sure whatever the fuck Luna is. And PlayStation's trying to get there with that, because their first attempt at it when they bought what the fuck was that called? The company that helped them do the streaming gaming stuff.
Oh, the one that
Sony's Gaikai.
Gaikai.
Yeah, yep, that's David it. Perry was behind. Yeah.
Yep. So when they bought Gaikai and tried to do that, it was like, okay, cool, but it never took off. And as a guy who doesn't mind buying
Still
digital,
around, though.
It is. As a guy who doesn't mind buying digital games, I think the idea is cool, especially being able to stream that stuff. But also, it just doesn't. It is not as appealing to me.
I don't even know who Nintendo uses, because Nintendo's using somebody to do it on Switch.
Ralph, go ahead.
No, I don't know. I was gonna totally derail us.
Love it.
I forgot that there's a revised version of the PlayStation 5 coming next year.
Oh.
I saw this article earlier that is not quite related. Not quite related to all this, but it was talking about how much Sony paid to have Ark Survival Evolved on PlayStation Plus, which I think is kind of interesting.
Okay.
$3.5 million. To have PlayStation Plus have Ark Survival Evolved in March 2022, but it cost Microsoft $2.5 million to have the same game on Game Pass for 6 months.
Who's wheeling? Who's wheeling and dealing?
I mean, this was trying to say that PlayStation Plus is a lot more popular in Game Pass? And like, I don't.
It might be true because of the users, right? I think there's still more people that are using PlayStation than Xbox at this point.
Yeah, it's true.
That would be my guess.
And this also says that Xbox is paying to have Ark 2, the sequel, exclusive for 3 years on Game Pass for $2.3 million, which is less than the $2.5 million.
Yeah, the idea of video games and what it costs is always fascinating to me. So, and the publication deals like this has always been kind of closed door. So that is kind of intriguing, especially a game that what's the concurrent players on Ark Survival? Like, it can't be very many.
I watched my girlfriend's nephew play it, and it's on Xbox, and it seemed cool. I can see why kids like it, but
I've never seen anybody play it.
I would not be into it. I mean, you should play it on Switch. You should try it on Switch.
Yeah, I heard it's better on Switch now, but I think Vin Diesel is in some kind of Ark DLC. Okay, there you go.
I don't know. What a nightmare. Weird.
Yeah, sorry to read.
Oh, you're fine.
The second one as the wheel man.
Finally. Again.
Driving the Fast and Furious car.
Somebody's got to.
Yeah.
What's some more news?
I do. I do love news.
Need for Speed Unbound got revealed.
That looks good.
I didn't put it on there. Yeah, I think it's kind of nuts because it comes out in like November,
really quick,
and like they just now announced it. I'm wondering if it's because ASAP Rocky, famous rapper, is a big part of it, and he totally shot someone not super long ago
in the face.
I don't think he killed him though, but he
just Dick Cheney'd him.
Yes. And he was in Swedish prison for a while, but
I think Trump got him out of that, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, he did, and then he like was slamming Trump afterwards. It's like, yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'd be doing that if I was in his situation, but you know, whatever. Let's see. Yeah, the Super Mario Brothers trailer, Super Mario Brothers movie trailer got revealed the other day at New York Comic Con, I guess. What'd you think, Derek?
Oh, just give me the 93 Mario movie again.
First thing I saw was a meme showing video game Mario's butt and movie Mario's butt.
Just give me Bob Hoskins and Mario's John Leguizamo. Just give me that, please.
Dennis Hopper's dead.
Oh, fuck, that's true.
Leguizamo, Bob Hoskins could be
those characters.
I think Bob Hoskins is dead. I want to say that the movie looks super clean. Like the animation is very crisp and very good.
It looks like the game, which is nice.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Except for the mushrooms are way too real. Like that didn't look
cartoony enough.
Yeah.
Okay. I will say, like I said, I thought Jack Black was Idris Elba because he sounded like Idris Elba. I had no idea that was Jack Black. I was like, is Idris Elba in this movie? And then I was like, oh, it's Jack Black. I'm like, when he talks about getting the star, like you kind of hear some Jack Blackness, and I was like, okay, fine. And then I will hop on the train. Chris Pratt's voice is bad; it's just not good.
People keep comparing it to Linda from Bob's Burgers. I think it's pretty good.
So bland.
I thought all the voices were bad, honestly. Yeah. Well, I mean, just Bowser and Toad and. Well, you didn't hear much of Luigi and Mario.
I thought Toad's was fine. Like, that's very Keegan-Michael Key to, do that high-pitched scream kind of freak-out stuff. The Bowser thing was interesting, but again, I thought it was somebody else, so it doesn't... I don't know that I'm the guy to talk about it. The Mario is just straight up hey, what's this place? And then he tries a Mushroom Kingdom. It's like, okay, now this just I don't know if it's I don't know if I should be offended or not, but I'm offended. Like, this is terrible. They should delay this movie and recast and reshoot this movie like they did the Sonic movie.
Okay.
It's bad.
I mean, Ugly Sonic needs his own movie at some point.
Listen, that's Ugly Sonic got his redemption in that Chip and Dale movie. Yeah.
Man, that was so good.
What a great movie.
Yeah.
That movie did not get enough press.
No.
So good.
Man, I think all the time about how in Chippendale, I don't know why this comes up to me all the time, where like Chip's walking into his house and takes his earbuds out and he's listening to Lamb of God. Yeah, that's awesome.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, this Mario Brothers movie could probably be good, but it seems weird since we hadn't had these kind of voices in so long.
Do you think the movie would have succeeded if they wouldn't have tried to cast everybody with a voice?
Yeah,
I think so. I think so too. I think it would have worked better.
Yeah, because like
barely talk in the video games,
right? I mean, if you had Peach talk, Toad talk, Bowser talk, you know.
I mean, you could just have Charles Martinet do all the voices he was doing. Like, I mean, like, I guess is Mario more popular than Chris Pratt? Like, probably, right?
Yeah, he has to be.
So, I would think you wouldn't even need all these Hollywood people, but I don't know. I guess that's what they chose, so I'm sure it'll work out all right.
I think Martinet would have been great, and I think that would have made a lot of people happy. But then again, like, they just can't. It's like doing the Uncharted movie and not casting Nathan Fillion when the entire internet wanted Nathan Fillion to be, you know, to be Nathan Drake, and it made the most sense, right? Or casting fucking Joel as Joel, like they weren't gonna do it, right? So, I get why you attach a big name actor to try to make more money, but Pratt's not the guy.
I just miss him. I think he was cooler when he was fat. You know, just what I'm going to say.
Make it the, like, why not just do the same guy that does Sonic? I think he's Italian. John Ralphio.
What's that guy's name?
I don't know what his name is. John Ralphio from Parks and Rec.
I don't think I could do that.
Dude, if he was Sonic and Mario, that would fucking break the internet.
Nintendo would be okay with that. I don't know.
Sonic voice.
Yeah, as long as they went to the Olympic Games or at some point.
Ben Schwartz.
Ben Schwartz. Okay, yeah. Ben Schwartz. Yeah, I'd be fine with that.
I would have been great. I mean,
and Mario have a bobsled team. Is that what's gonna happen?
Okay, in Jamaica. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of talented voice actors out there. Like, yeah. I don't know why you wouldn't just, like, even if it wasn't Charles Martinet, like, just pick some of them. Like, I don't know. There's people who do, like, that guy who does SpongeBob's voice. Like, that guy does so many voices for so many shows, and they all sound different.
And the internet is rife with people doing impressions everywhere. I mean,
oh yeah.
Let's take the fact that the band Journey found their lead singer on YouTube 20 some years ago at this point.
Yeah, like, well, and before that, Judas Priest found the replacement from a cover band. Yeah.
So at the end of the day, all you gotta do is, like, go to YouTube and literally sift through everybody's Mario impression and be like, that's the guy. And fuck it. Cast him. No, Chris Pratt. Yeah. And you got Mushroom Kingdom. And you're like, oh, this guy's racist as fuck. Like, this sucks.
Yeah, the movie's, I don't know.
It's going to make $1 billion and we're all going to be fine and move on. But
it could pocket more money if they wouldn't have had all these big name actors.
I really think you didn't have to have all that. I think there's some of them, like, I like the idea, and my brain tells me it's funny.
I kind of did the same thing with Final Fantasy when they made that movie.
Yeah, Spirits Within.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the idea of, like, Seth Rogen being Donkey Kong. Like, that is just funny to me because it's so outlandishly dumb. That makes sense and is funny to me. Chris Pratt as Mario doesn't make me laugh. Like, that just doesn't work. Charlie Day as Luigi, that is funny. Like,
see the movie.
That, yeah, right. But it's just like Charlie Day as Luigi. So I'm picturing Charlie Day doing Luigi stuff. That's funny to me. Like, you could pick and choose where you needed to go, and I'm with you. There is an oversaturation of big name actors to really power this movie to what it's going to be. Is there a budget out there that it says for the Mario movie?
I can look. I don't.
I can see if I can pull it up
real
quick.
Maybe it's on Wikipedia. I don't know.
Not the 93 one. My God.
Oh, let's talk about that budget. Yeah,
it says $43 million.
For that one?
Let's see. I'm trying to see.
80.
Yeah, produced on an estimated budget of $48 million, the original Super Mario Bros. Movie.
Gosh, that's crazy.
Super crazy.
I think it kind of had some development hell.
Oh yeah, and some
sort of or film problems. Because the people who made that like had never, they just made like a bunch of like avant-garde or some kind of weird indie films or something. It seemed like a weird choice.
You say this 80 million?
This says presumably over under 80 million.
I would think it's definitely over.
I mean, I said this is usual for Illumination, who's making it, but what? So they make like the Minion stuff or something?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do Despicable the Minions me. Have. Okay, so Steve Carell's a big name, but who else is a name in those?
I mean, like, you'll get like the bad guy will be very, you know, usually voiced by somebody, but that's really about it.
I've never seen any of them.
They're not bad.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, they're not bad.
I just know Minions look like Minions make Rabbids look pretty neat, so I don't really know.
Yeah, that's true. I just don't see, like, again, Chris Pratt, Anya Taylor-Joy, Charlie Day, Jack Black, Keegan-Michael Key, Seth Rogen, Fred Armisen. Like, those are not cheap actors or voice actors, I would imagine.
I mean, Fred Armisen might be, but yeah, the rest of them probably not.
But again, so like these are the funny things. Like Keegan-Michael Key is Toad. That makes me laugh as an idea. Fred Armisen is Cranky Kong really gets me laughing. I think that's super stupid.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then, yeah, Charlie Day as Luigi is like primo stuff. And you could literally have Martinet do Mario and I would never need Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
He might be the one that I just don't need. Like everybody else is fine, but he's the one that's like, I just don't need this.
Yeah, I don't really need him in most movies, honestly, anymore. But he's in them. It's not up to me. Okay, any final thoughts on that?
Nope, I'm good. On.
I don't really know if this is news, but I thought it was pretty neat that somebody got the original Doom running on Microsoft Notepad, which is on every PC ever. Well, within reason. I watched it going and it's pretty interesting.
I mean, that's pretty dope.
But people get Doom running on all kinds of stuff anymore. So I think it's kind of a meme, I guess, but I don't know. I think it's pretty neat.
I saw something the other day that is not Doom related, but it was like somebody had created a mod in Skyrim to where you can order pizza or something. And I was like, what is happening?
That seems like a good idea. Let's go together.
Just the idea of, people get crazy, crazy, crazy with this stuff.
Yeah, I appreciate
I do too.
Creativity like that.
I really do. It's so off the wall.
Like that Skyrim mod, I know it's super old, where that dragon comes in and it's Macho Man. Like that's still brilliant in my book. Comes in, it's like, oh yeah. It's real good.
So good. What else you got there, boss? Anything else?
Nope.
Good enough. That is a good news wrap up. I appreciate you keeping it tight on that because I couldn't tell you if there was anything else really big that happened that was important. So
it's really hard to see what you're doing in this Doom game, though.
Yeah, it is. Skull and Bones got delayed again, which is not real. So womp, whatever.
Womp, womp. I also thought that Doom thing on the notepad just looked like you were playing that fucking pirate game that I wanted to play forever and then never finished. Oberdin. Return of the Oberdin.
Oh.
That that weird just like hand dry. It's what it looks like.
Okay. It was probably made in Notepad also.
Yeah. I think it was. Makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. That's the news for you. Let's move on to what we've been playing, which, it is kind of a sad state for at least my side because there's one game that I've played a lot of hours in. I've got a Madden game now where I just play this all the time and play nothing else, where Ryan at least will balance and play Madden and then other things. So it's been a problem, but
let's ride.
No, thankfully not yet. Ryan, why don't you go first and tell us about the games that you have played.
What is it that you have been playing lately?
All right. I did manage to finish Soul Hackers 2, unlike the first Soul Hackers, and it was not as difficult. Well, I mean, the first Soul Hackers isn't that hard either until you get to like the final boss, and you're not ready to do it. But this one, I didn't have that much trouble. I don't know. It just seems kind of like a weird game to be on the newer consoles. Like it's definitely fun and has like the basics, as terms of combat that you, like you'll recognize from any one of those like Shin Megami Tensei games.
Okay.
But it does not feel like a fully fleshed out game. It feels kind of bare bones. So a lot of the side quests and side things you can do aren't too exciting either. And most of like the stuff where you get to know your like fellow crew members is just from like going to this bar and talking. And I skipped through most of that dialogue because it, like after reading a few of them, it just didn't.
Like the coffee shop kind of thing in Persona?
Probably worse than that. Like you just kind of stand at a bar and
that's bad.
There's just dialogue and it's not voiced.
Speaking of Persona, 3 and 4 coming soon.
Yeah, January. Oh yeah, I forgot about that news. But I assume physical versions and not just digital too. But yeah, it's kind of weird that they put it out on these newer consoles. And it also doesn't really run that well on the newer ones too, which is also kind of weird. But
yeah,
it's cool that they did it. I can't imagine it sold well. I think it was already marked down at like 50 or 40. I can't remember. But it'll probably be even further marked down around holidays. But I could definitely see it in the future being called a hidden gem. So because it's good enough, it's not a great game, but it's good enough. So and people are going to forget that it exists. So definitely future hidden gem in the works.
Okay. So, the Ryan Locke.
The Ryan gems.
Yeah. Metal Jesus when he's back.
Like a Ryan Stone cowboy over here.
At some point he's going to run out of material and he's going to have hidden gem. Soul Hackers too. But
yeah.
It is a good game though. Like the story's not really that great either. But the combat is fun and dungeons are kind of bland, but it was addictive enough that I got through it. So where I've definitely given up on some of the other ones like the Persona Q and Persona Q 2, like those were definitely not for me. But yeah, it's kind of a bummer. Kind of a bummer that they didn't do more with it or like only put it on Switch or something like that. It probably would seem more appropriate on like Switch or something, but who knows? I don't know what their plans are. Maybe there'll be a Soul Hackers 3 in like 20 years when Soul Hackers 2 is at hidden gem status, you know?
Yeah.
So probably don't pick that up for full price if you can help it.
I don't know if I can help it or not.
Yeah, I mean,
I want it so bad.
Surprised it's not on Switch. Maybe it's just, I don't know. It's so weird. Maybe someday. Let's see what else I got on there. I got back into Tales of Arise, try to give that a shot. And I got through like the first main chapter. I don't even know if it's like an act chapter, it might be like a prologue. Saw like an extremely late title card. But that game runs really well. It seems pretty smooth. Like I felt like I was getting my ass kicked against the boss, but somehow pulled it off. I don't know. But I'm sure like that game just seems okay now and I'm just going to hate it later. Like all of the Tales games. It seems like how it goes. But so far it seems fine. The guy's like a mask on. I don't know how the guy sees or eats. He's always wearing a mask, but,
and he can't take it off, can he?
Well, yeah, but something happens in the prologue. Mm. That mask, plot twist.
I don't know if I got that far. I thought I did, but now I don't remember that.
Yeah. But then I had to do some catch up, you know, go back to a previous assignment and played some PS3 Game of Thrones.
Oh yeah, I forgot to play that game. Fuck.
Yeah, I was just wondering where it was on your list.
Damn it! I've fucking played nothing lately.
Finished the first chapter in Game of Thrones. It was all about like the wildlings invading the Night Watch, and but like it was just like like I don't know. Maybe you'll go back to that character later, but then it had me like playing as some completely different character after that. So. It was setting up something where the wildlings come and like overran the Night Watch, but eventually the Night Watch were able to hold him off. So I really don't know what it was setting up. But that, now it has me playing as some other character and had me do all this weird character customization stuff that I didn't want to do. And it didn't like auto assign anything, so I had to make choices. So I just picked some random shit. So hopefully it doesn't make the game harder if I decide to keep playing it. But it definitely, a game looks like we're so far past like PS3 now that that game looks, it looks bad.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it looked bad at the time, so now it looks really bad. And the combat was very slow, like, but at least it was like auto, like it was kind of like the Xenoblade like auto hit stuff where once you lock on, I didn't even know how you lock on. I was trying to figure that out. I just seemed like I randomly would lock on and just start chopping at some dude.
Should have just played the Telltale game.
I don't really like those games. I don't really like the.
It's not like Telltale. You like this one that much either.
Well, like yeah, but it's more exciting than the yeah. Telltale games. Like the Telltale games are like slow and clunky, and if yeah. you don't care about the narrative, that's all there is the narrative. So. That's why I think that style like really faded pretty fast.
Wolf Among Us season 2, baby. Can't wait. Still waiting for it.
Yeah. I keep buying all those freaking re-releases for the Walking Dead things, and every time I think about playing it, I think, oh, can I make it through all those hours of just making choices and walking really slowly?
Yeah.
Life. Yeah.
That first season's pretty good.
It was when it first came out, but it's yeah. rough to go back and play. Like, if yeah, you've already, like, true. I've played it probably 2 or 3 times now.
I wonder if kids would like that. I bet the kids would enjoy that.
Wish I could just, like, fast forward and just have choices made for me, get the trophies, automatic trophies, and go
I mean, on. They got, like, the Minecraft story mode or whatever.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, they played that, I think.
Okay.
But, but the combat wasn't too bad. It was very kind of weird and wasn't exactly sure what I was doing, but it wasn't horrible. And moving the character around didn't feel too bad either. So it just, the environments look very, very dated. I did play it when it was somewhat new. I can't remember if I thought it looked bad then, but it probably did. I don't know if you remember, Ralph, that, because I think for some reason I booted it up while you were there.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen gameplay of this in real life, but yeah. I didn't remember where.
And I don't even know how much Game of Thrones you've seen at all, if any.
So I think I've watched the first season.
He's the king of the north. Yeah. Ralph's the king of the north.
It's a dangerous thing to be. might end up being killed.
By a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And brought back to life, don't worry.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds like I don't have to watch this.
Or, like, murdered at a wedding, you know?
A lot of red.
Been there.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, the game is... I don't know how long it is or if I'll play it, but even though it doesn't look so great, I mean, it's old, so that's kind of understandable. But it's not as bad as you'd think. If you really like Game of Thrones, I guess you could maybe get through it, but I think it's very forgettable. I don't think it will ever be a hidden gem for Metal Jesus. Maybe.
I bet it is one day.
Maybe Reggie. Yeah, if he was into Game of Thrones, which I'm not sure he is. He's into some very obscure shit. Like, and I've played some of the stuff he's recommended, and it is not a good time.
Not good stuff.
Yeah, like that Among the Sleep.
Yeah,
I think I talked about that on here, and that is barely a game.
it didn't look good when I saw him play it. No. Yeah.
But not sure if I'm gonna go back to it, but at least got through a chapter to finish the task. Did not want to just forget that ever happened.
You could have. We all would have forgotten.
That's all I got.
All right.
I won the Super Bowl with the Lions, though.
What? Fuck yeah.
Damn.
And it'll happen one day.
Do you know the state of Madden right now? Like, there is a, like, the franchise mode is broke. So I won the Super Bowl as the Lions. And then we got stuck in the draft. So no matter what we do, it always takes us back to round 2, pick 1 of the draft. So we had to start a new season.
That didn't mean you won the Super Bowl?
No, they decided to, the people I'm in a group with decided to sim the first year. So, of course, like, the Lions are terrible. So I definitely did not win the Super Bowl when we simmed. Ended up with the second pick overall, so I'm sure they were really bad. They got a quarterback from Notre Dame.
Are you still doing it with your brothers?
My brothers and then a friend of mine from that I've known since like high school, like eighth grade, nice. Ninth grade.
Okay,
yeah. Lives in Kansas. He's the Bears. I'm the Lions. Older brother's the Vikings. Younger brother is the Packers. And he got rid of Brett Favre and drafted a new quarterback because Favre is old.
The fact that he has Favre as his quarterback.
Oh,
that
God.
Is...
I didn't even know why it's Favre. Aaron Rodgers.
No, I was like, right. I don't know what you guys are playing, but if he's got Favre as quarterback, he's really Rodgers fucking old at this point.
Because that would be unfortunate, you know. But he doesn't have any children yet that he needs to steal money to build volleyball.
Yikes. Ralph.
Oh, man, so bad that I lumped Favre and Rodgers together like that.
Ralph, tell me what you've been playing, because it looks like it's hot stuff. Potion permit? It? Potion permit sounds pretty great.
Do you know what it is?
No,
you
I
heard about it?
No, I just saw when you sent that picture of it. I was like, what the fuck is potion permit?
It's like a life simulator, sort of like sort of like Animal Crossing, except you're like some chemist and you're trying to, like, people get sick in your town, so you go out in the woods and murder things and like come up with recipes to cure people of their ills. Like, it's not bad. It's got a nice art style. I think it looks
pulling up some like gameplay now.
Looks like a 16-bit, 32-bit, maybe sprite-based. I don't know. It felt like a chore after a while, because just like with Animal Crossing to me. But I think it's fun. I don't know if it's $40 fun, which is what I paid for it.
Ooh.
But, I mean, I don't really regret it. I mean... I don't know. The combat's fine enough. It's really easy, I guess, which helps. But
you don't regret it enough to have send it to GameStop, or
I don't think GameStop will take it currently. Oh. So
that doesn't exist in their opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I got it from their website, but they don't take it in for trade yet. But I mean, I'll probably go back to it at some point. I had to give it a break for a little while. Yeah, I don't hate it.
How many hours in are you?
Oh, just a couple. Not many.
It looked like Stardew Valley to me, but I don't know if it plays anything like Stardew Valley. But
it probably just does. I've never played Stardew Valley, so I'm not sure, but I've read some reviews where it was comparing it to Stardew Valley. That was probably similar.
Yeah, I thought it was actually made by the same person, but it's not at all. Not associated with Stardew Valley in any way.
Yeah. I don't know. It sounds like it's got like some quality of life stuff where if you like need to talk to some character, you have a dog with you and you just tell your dog to show you where that character is on the map and he'll take you there. And there's like some romance stuff, I guess. I don't really know. And every character in the game likes the same thing. So you just give them, you have the one item that you give to them and they all seem to like it. So that speeds things up.
Nice.
So, yeah. They all love moon cloves. I don't know why.
Moon cloves, huh?
What do they get you?
They must smoke them.
Anything you want?
Interesting.
Not yet. I mean, I've just gotten to like friend status with a few people.
Shit.
It takes Yeah, I keep getting friend zoned. I mean, they hate your character as soon as you come in there. Because some chemist came to their town long ago and like murdered people on accident somehow. Man. And so, yeah.
Is it like plot twist that was your father or something?
I mean, probably. They haven't said anything yet, but yeah. Yeah, that's pretty
sounds pretty hot.
Yeah, I don't know. It's okay.
Infernax?
Yeah, I don't know how they say it. Infernax, Infernix, I don't know. I like that game a lot. It's, well, up until I got the wrong ending. And then,
there's multiple endings?
Yeah, well, I didn't get the good ending. Okay, this upset me, really. I beat the final boss, and then it was like, gave me a bad ending. And then I was like, okay, but I could still like go wander around. I was like, okay, so what do I do to get this good ending without looking it up? So there was like some dam in the town that was about to break, and like you could break it if you wanted, but I was like, well, that's going to give me a bad ending, so I'm not going to do that. Couldn't think of anything else to do, so I broke this dam, and it like unveiled a new castle for me. I guess this game looks a lot like Castlevania 2, Simon's Quest, if anybody cares. Opened up a new castle for me, went in there, got some new armor, whatever, and then like saved. Later found out that I cannot get a good ending now because I broke that dam.
What?
And there's only one save file, which is... well, you can't... I mean, there's only one save slot. I don't know. I don't have one slot. So I'd have to start it over, which... I only had to do like one more thing also to get the good ending, which was would have been really easy to do also. I just didn't know how to do it.
All because you broke the dam.
I broke the dam.
The damn dam.
Yeah, it flooded some town, killed some people. That game, though, I mean, you guys probably won't care, but in Castlevania 2 on the NES, it's infamous for like having dialogue that was translated poorly.
Okay, I think you talked about this before.
Probably. So there's this one part where you have to like hold some crystal or something and go to this wall and just kneel for like 10 seconds and this tornado comes and takes you somewhere. But like, why would anybody know this? I don't know how anybody figured that out. Okay, in this game, Infernix, I just see this wall and I'm like, I'm going to go kneel by this wall for a little bit, see what happens.
Sure enough.
I do. This tornado comes and murders me.
Oh, man, that's fucking good.
I thought it was amazing.
That's good.
That is genius. And
that
it
that is repaying you for all of your smartness for knowing that that should be a thing.
Apparently. And it was like, little did he know that that tornado was going to murder him. And then, like, you find, you know, like in Castlevania, you, like, break open a wall and it'll be, like, chicken inside and you didn't get it, you get health. And in this, like, I broke open a wall and there's a green chicken inside. And I ate it and it took life away.
Made
and
the sick, guy's yeah.
like, had a cutscene where he's throwing up. It's pretty good.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, I like the game a lot, but yeah, I don't. And, like, you could get to the end in, like, 5 hours, but it's like, I just want to start it all over just because I made that one bad choice. Not yet. Not yet.
You'll get there. You'll get there.
Probably. It's a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, especially for 5 hours. Like, that's a pretty, like, quick sit-down play, a couple days, and you're there.
Yeah, that's a good time.
Not bad. Nice. The last game you have listed, anyway, the last game you have listed to talk about is the Kandagawa Jet Girls, which I think you've talked about once before.
Well, I lost Surmise the Score, and Ryan that's made
right.
me play this.
That's right.
The PlayStation 4. We do have a video up on our TLUSP YouTube channel of me playing this.
How old are these Jet Girls?
Breeze Hall age.
I mean, I don't know. They're probably high school. I don't know. They're probably like 18-year-olds in high school. I think that's like the line they like to straddle.
Were you able to upload a picture of on the cover here of like the actual box art? That's kind of hot.
I did. Yeah, I mean, I found out, like, you could just add a custom image as your cover image. Like, I don't know if you do it before you do the video. I don't even do it after. So I just took a picture with my phone and then put that up.
Hell yeah.
I don't know. The game talks a lot, which
all those Japanese games do.
Yeah, games like to talk a lot. It was actually made by the same people who made Shinran Kagura Peach Ball, the pinball game on Switch. Yeah, it's just some jet skiing that doesn't feel super great, but it's okay. It's very easy, and you shoot water guns at each other while you ride the jet ski.
Did you use the PS4 to upload it, or did you use something else?
PS5. Well, I mean, it doesn't look very good. It didn't seem like...
It looks better than some of the other videos. Like, some of the ones that I've uploaded don't look this nice.
Well, I thought it looked kind of fuzzy for some reason. But yeah, I don't think it looks good.
I've got it on 1080p, and it looks great.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It can also... Time. Yeah, possibly, yeah. Looks nice on my end as well.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. It's okay. I don't know. It's kind of weird playing as high school girls and doing stuff in the water.
Wasn't that, aren't you, what was the, is it wrong to take a girl on a date in a dungeon game you were playing for a while? I mean, it's got to be similar to that, right?
Is it wrong to try to pick up girls in a dungeon? Yeah. What's that called? Infinite Combat. That's an anime. Combat.
Okay, sorry. I was like, whoa!
That game didn't really seem that sexual. It just seemed stupid. Because it just had a terrible name. Character. Well, I mean, that's what the anime is called, though. But the character's just, like, weird. Talking to his grandfather or someone, and the grandfather's like, you have to pick up girls when you're in the dungeon.
So, okay.
I guess that's about that for Kandagawa Jet Girls. It's fine.
Okay. I love a fine game.
Yeah. I mean, I've been hitting Super Mario 3D World really hard here lately. I don't know why. Trying to
chip away
100% it again on Switch for some reason. But actually, I don't think I ever 100% it on Wii U because one of those, like that last secret level, is about impossible. I don't remember what it's called, but super long.
Did you master the Jet Girl emotions?
I probably did.
Was it emotions or emoticon? I think it's emotions.
I'm not sure. I played that game like the day after we did the last podcast, so I honestly don't remember very well.
See if it pops up again. I might have to go back.
But yeah, I guess all I played. So, Eric, man. You're rocking Toem real hard?
No, not at all. I played Toem for like an hour and change, which that game is really cute, and I will gladly go back to it. I just haven't. A lot of quests to fulfill for people, pictures to take, albums to fill up of different pictures. The black and white art style looks super cool. Again, the idea is really laid back and pretty chill. I'm glad that it is free with the PlayStation Plus games. I just have not gotten a chance to really dig into it. Or rather, I should say I've gotten a chance, but instead I've played a lot of Fortnite. Too much Fortnite. So, Toem, I will get back to it.
What's your dance right now? You're gritty.
No, I just recently bought the surfer emotion. So it just plays like and you just do like this. And I bought it because that was Ralph's thing in one of the videos that we shot was a little of this. And so I bought that in
okay,
in
lieu,
a little of that. So I bought that because I thought it was funny. Before that, I had just bought the chicken dance because who doesn't want to do the chicken dance? I'm finding that really, I don't necessarily like the skins in Fortnite, but I do enjoy the dumbass dances and emoticons.
Would you wear a Russell Wilson skin, full pads with no helmet?
Absolutely. That way, when I died, I could just, well, I don't think there's voice chat, so you can't say it, but I would just scream, let's ride.
He looks, I don't know, he looks kind of strange to be in full pads. Yeah. And he goes, I don't know, why does he do his press conference like that?
He's so weird. I don't know. the majority of the things I've been doing, and the problem with Fortnite is because it's just so fucking easy and I can just pick it up and play it anytime. There's at least three people playing Fortnite that I know at any time, so I can hop in and play with them all of the time. So, last night, played with the coconut, she's her place, I'm my place, whatever. Played some Fortnite, and it's like, cool. Sometimes Chris and Garrett, Tony, Joey, there's just a plethora of people. Like, this game is more popular than I think it ever has been at this point. And the game, it plays really well, the no build. It really reinvigorated that game for a lot of people, specifically me. I really enjoy playing Fortnite. And I do a lot of the quests, so like I feel rewarded there. I'm like almost level 70, and the battle pass just came out like 3 weeks ago because I'm an idiot. I think it's 4 weeks now. So I played too much Fortnite. I need to stop. And that's why I'm excited for come fall. So What, like, I'm not excited for, like, any video games. I'm excited for video games in the fall. Not for okay. come to fall or fall. Anyway, yes, okay. A lot of video games to get me away from Fortnite coming soon. Very excited about that.
Like Call of Duty, Modern Warfare.
I am really excited for Modern Warfare, which is, I'm not really excited for Warzone 2, honestly. Like, that's fine. I am really excited more for the multiplayer aspect. I have installed Overwatch 2. I just have not played it yet. But I do have it installed, and I am ready to check it out.
So it's free to play?
It is free to play. It's just got a battle pass just like Fortnite.
Okay.
So check it out. It's 5v5 now instead of 6v6. You can play as not McCree. McCree, still, I think, since they renamed him something else.
Oh, yeah. Kanye.
Yeah, yeah, exactly right. Or play Mercy like I do, usually. So I will check out other games. I've said this for multiple episodes now. I need to break away from Fortnite. And I still have to play my Surmise Score Loser game from 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month ago, which was that game on the Xbox. Not Stray, the other one.
Good Life?
Good Life, yep, with the cats
on
it.
Man. Oh, you run out of time, too, because it's leaving Game Pass.
Oh, is it at the end of October?
No. Yeah. I just checked today to see, because my girlfriend's nephew was over, and I didn't have Game Pass. And usually whenever he comes over, he wants to try it, so I got Game Pass again. And I was just checking today, because Ni No Kuni's on there. And I saw that one of the games I was leaving was The Good Life. I assumed it would be on there forever.
I better go check to see if it's still there, how long it's going to be there, so I can get it played. So
I think you probably have until the end of this month.
Plague Tale Requiem comes out. That's going to be free on the old Xbox. I'm really excited to play that.
Yeah, it's 18th, right?
Yeah, really soon. Really excited about, obviously, Mario & Rabbids 2, which we talked about a little in the Discord. I am over the moon excited for that game.
Yeah, I'll be there next week.
You're like a little excited for God of War.
I'm excited for God of War to the point that I am considering taking off work to play it. Like,
how do you think there would ever be like this version of God of War, either a movie or like an HBO show?
You know what? I think it could work as an HBO show, but I think the practical effects that it requires to make it, I don't know. People do, like, shows are so crazy anymore that people will watch and really buy into anything. So honestly, could it work? Absolutely. I think it really could.
Some of the dragon special effects don't look so great in House of Dragon.
I'm so far behind on House of the Dragon. I think I'm 4 episodes or 5 episodes behind. It's bad. Really bad. It's really been really good, but
yeah, it's getting pretty crazy.
So yeah, God of War, obviously, like, that is my game of the year before it's my game of the year. I'm very, very, very excited about that game. So, but yeah, Modern Warfare 2 looks great. Bayonetta 3, I'm fucking pumped about because that game's taken forever to come out. And then, yeah, the new Tales from the Borderlands, that feels like a nice game that I can pick up at some point when it gets a little cheaper. So,
yeah, action-packed. Hot and heavy.
Yeah, my wallet, which has no money in it, is like, where are you going to buy these games? So we'll see what happens and what I can afford. Black Friday might be the strat, like you said.
Well, you may be getting, well, I know Shredder's Revenge is coming in the mail tomorrow, so
nice.
You may be getting that soon, though you don't really need it.
Well,
you've already played it.
I'm excited about it either way.
Get that coupon.
Oh, yeah.
I might just leave it sealed, to be honest with you. I might just fucking leave it sealed.
I might also, actually, so I got it downloaded on Switch already. Yeah,
I don't know that I need to do it again. I might just leave it sealed. I haven't decided, but I think so. So we'll see. But that's what I've been playing, which is a whole lot of nothing. Unfortunately, I do hope to change that. It's just, it is really.
See, they
really
showed off those physical versions of Cuphead. So
did they?
$40. Yeah, there's like a special edition too.
Oh, nice.
And I think I am 8-bit as the special edition. I don't know if you're. Either one of you are interested in that. I'll probably just get the $40 version.
Does it come with a delicious last course and everything?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
That might be worth it,
then. I mean, delicious last course, like, made me mad. Like, I don't, I'm probably still going to get this physical edition, but, man, like, I totally deflated me on Cuphead.
180
like,
on Cuphead, huh?
Like, I love Cuphead, but delicious last course, which is probably not Well, I'm not gonna say that. Like, it's probably just not
really difficult.
Yeah, it's probably not even any harder than Cuphead, but it's just like I don't have as much time to play now. So it's like, if I'm not making any progress, like, it just pisses me off.
Sure.
So yeah. Yeah, that's cool though. It's finally getting a physical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need a physical.
Two fingers up my ass right now.
That game. Yeah. That one, like, journalist was having trouble jumping in that or something, and everybody's roasting him for it.
That sounds
like a nice tutorial, like, way back when it first came out.
Oh, that sounds probably. Right.
All right, well, that's everything that I've played. I got nothing else to really talk about, which means it's time to wrap up this this tight show with some Surmise the Score, where we hand it over to Mr. Careful. Happy birthday, Ralph.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for
Surmise Score, Surmise Score. I hope you know what you're in for. Surmise Score, everyone Surmise the Score.
Thanks. Welcome to Surmise the Score,
the birthday segment
edition of the show. We're trying to guess Metacritic scores for games that are not out yet. During this thrilling season, whoever wins gets to make the loser play a game from their backlog list. Maybe the week, the next week, maybe the week after. Who knows?
Yeah, it's definitely not right away anymore.
It's whatever they want, but they have to do it.
They do.
Let's see. Many moons ago, we surmised the score for WWE 2K22. And we're going to talk about it
after this.
Oh.
Insert commercial here.
After this short message from Little Caesars.
Yeah.
Remember... Oh. When you could buy $5 large pizza?
We don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Not anymore.
Remember when we weren't the NFL sponsor? We don't.
Have I told you about that sign? I probably have it. The Hannibal Little Caesars, where the sign out front says $5 large pizza, and then real tiny, it says 99 cents. Like, so small. Yeah,
I think you said that before.
Yeah.
So it is $6 now?
Yeah.
Unless they've gone up since, which they could have.
They keep promoting. They keep promoting like an $8 or $9 pizza now.
Yeah, they're getting out of their league.
They are,
but you know, whatever. 77 out of 100. WWE 2K22, the PlayStation 5 version, which is pretty good for what they have been doing those games.
Yeah.
So
wrestling's hot right now.
Yeah, I mean, this was came out when Vince McMahon was still alive.
Yeah,
Bray Wyatt
is back. Yeah,
is he in the game?
I'm sure you can download him as a character somebody did online. But yeah, Bray Wyatt returned on Saturday, and it was probably like one of the greatest returns I've ever seen in my life. It was very well done. So anyway, sorry not to derail you, but it was very well done.
Better than Batman Returns?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Better
I don't think
than
so.
The Ultimate Warriors Return.
He returned to the Earth like a day after he returned, so I don't think anything can top that. Oh. Sorry, wrong one.
77 out of 100. Coming in second place with a guess of 69 was Ralph.
Fuck.
Oh, dang.
Oh, man.
You do the same thing every time.
I get excited because I was like, 69, that's my number. Nope.
And coming in last place, third, with a guess of 65, was Ryan. Nailing it.
Thank
with
God.
A guess of 73 was Derek. Derek, you won the right to make Ryan play a game from his backlog list.
Oh, man, I cannot wait.
I have updated some, or I guess the last time I updated some, but my list is still pretty slim. So I should get some more on here.
It is pretty slim, I would say. What is the scariest game on this list? It's Halloween time. What's the scariest game on this list? And so scary as in White, bad. I want a bad game.
I found out from Radical Reggie that in White Day, if you get caught in the school, the janitor beats the shit out of you.
Ooh,
so
that's interesting.
That is scary.
Kuwan is supposed to be scary. I'm not sure.
Is Puppeteer scary or is it just
Siren is legit scary.
Puppeteer's not, probably not. Yeah.
Not scary. No, but it is a hidden gem. Metal Jesus hidden gem.
Mm.
Quiet Day is a Radical Reggie hidden gem, not a Metal Jesus hidden gem.
Whose hidden gem is Siren?
I'm not sure if that's either. Maybe probably Radical Reggie because he likes horror games.
Okay.
So, I don't know. It's actually legit scary though because I probably talked about it before on here, but you can't, like the enemies can't die. You can down them, but you can't kill them. And you have like some sight jack thing where you can, try to find out where they are and like see through their eyes. And you have to try to like figure out where they are based off of what they can see and try to avoid them. Or, if you do interact with them, you want to try to down them and get away. But they can kill you really fast, so it's a pretty freaky game. Very difficult, too.
Hmm. Well, I think Siren sounds like the winner, but I kind of like the name White Day, so I think I'm going to pick White Day, because it just seems like, a dumb game.
Well, I have been meaning to play it, and the PS5 version is on my wish list.
Ooh.
So maybe I just go ahead and buy that version.
There you go. Well, yeah. I am picking White Day for your game of to play.
It's on Switch now too. So,
ooh, yeah. Ralph.
Want to get beat to like 10, hell 10 by bucks. A gander.
Yeah, I'd take a $10.
A $10 White Day.
Yeah,
you like a good old come that. Fall.
That sounds like a discount.
Man. Okay.
White All Day right. followed by the Golden Shower.
White Day, Yellow Night, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Speaking of all this, we can surmise a score for a game that's similar to all these things you're talking about.
All of the P. Mm-hmm.
Nickelodeon Kart Racers 3.
Yeah, that's that. That's the same thing.
Slime Speedway. Let's see. Who goes first here? Derek?
Ooh.
You do?
Nickelodeon Kart Racer, huh?
The third one. Slime Speedway.
I'm going to go with 68.
68.
That's where I'm going.
I will go with a 71.
Ooh.
Because Powdered Toast Man is in it.
Oh, nice. That's good.
Okay.
Brian, how do you feel?
I originally was going to pick this, and I feel better about it now. I'm going to go 67.
Ooh, going low. Okay. I like it. Good strategy.
Okay. Neglect the sandwich.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah. Don't eat it. Just look at it. Stare at it.
Yeah.
I could have done 69. Probably should have.
Man.
Don't just stare at it, eat it.
Yeah.
Like American Psycho.
Exactly.
Everybody regrets when I don't go 69.
When you don't stare at it and eat it. Yeah.
I've heard about that.
I was a part of that once.
I was on that Facebook page and
That's an inside joke. Top commenter.
Yeah, I don't even have Facebook.
You got you have the badge.
So I don't know what any of that is. That's all I got to surmise.
All right. Out of all the games that I was kind of listing, what games are you guys looking forward to the most out of that? I know, Ralph, I think you might have said offline that it's probably Mario and Rabbids.
Yeah, and Bayonetta. I just wish they didn't come out so close together.
Yeah,
but, a lot. You know, at least they're both coming out.
True.
God of War for me, for sure. And yeah. definitely Bayonetta. It's been a long time since I played any Bayonetta.
Can't wait for Bayonetta. Man, that game is going to play so well. I just have this feeling it's going to be fucking great.
No, what else?
Oh,
I think there's quite a
bit. Yeah, Modern Warfare 2, like I said, Modern Warfare 2, Mario and Rabbids, Bayonetta 3, that Borderlands game.
The Dark Pictures game should come out too.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to
check that out. And then Plague Tale, I'll probably check that out.
Plague Tale for sure is on my list, on my radar. I'm really excited about that.
I want to play Gotham Knights, but probably not when it comes out.
I think I'm going to get Gotham Knights only because the two dudes that I play Fortnite with the most are going to get it, and then we're trying to talk Tony into getting it, so then we can all four be playing. But
you guys are going to play Resident Evil Reverse?
No, probably not.
When's that coming out?
Same day as Bayonetta.
Okay.
I like the Star Ocean games too, but I don't know if I'm gonna buy that game when it comes out right away. So I'll probably wait, because it's probably gonna get some bad reviews. That's definitely, yeah. Square Enix keeps putting those games out, and they seem like they just barely support them. So the budget must be pretty low on those.
Yeah, I was surprised that Valkyria Elysium had such poor reviews.
Radical Reggie, he liked it.
Oh, sure he did. I mean, I heard the combat's really fun, but other than that, it's not great.
Yeah. No More Heroes came out on the newer consoles, too, but I haven't had a chance to. I'm probably going to wait to see if that drops some before. And then also Nier on Switch. I don't know if you guys are going to.
Yeah, I may pick that up. Probably not this year, but some point.
No Man's Sky drops too.
I almost picked up Saints Row from GameFly the other day for $30 free shipping.
I couldn't remember if it was 30 or 35. I thought about it. I was like, I don't want to do this.
Well, that and Nintendo Switch Sports were both 30 with free shipping, and I was like, I'm not gonna buy either, but I kind of want to buy both.
Yeah. I mean, two for the price of one game, not a bad deal.
Yeah, but by the time I got to Saints Row, it'd probably be like $10.
Yeah, that's my thing. Is like, by the time I feel like that game for sure is a Black Friday steal. Like, I do not expect, I expect that game to be on the $20 list by the time Black Friday rolls around, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if it's already at $30 on GameFly, like, right. I bet GameFly will have it for $20 for too long.
Well, yeah, physical is going to be real cheap, because I bet a lot of people bought, or the companies probably bought a lot of copies of it, and they're just sitting there.
Yeah, so, probably.
You guys get Pokemon?
No, probably not.
No.
I'll wait. Pokemons. I say I'll wait, and then I just never get it. I just, as much as I think we pined after real Pokemon on a console, it's still just not what I wanted it to be.
I mean, I think Arceus was the closest I would ever want, and it didn't quite do it for me.
No, I sent that back to you, didn't I?
Yeah, I traded that in long ago.
Okay. I want to make sure that you had it. I was like, I don't think I still have that, do I? I meant, honest to God, I meant to put together some kind of care package for your birthday, and I just never got around to it, so I'm a bad person.
Oh, you can forget my birthday ever exists. That's
no,
fine.
No, can't do it. Okay. No, October 12th, it's in my brain.
Anything you guys may want, your
Pokemon
let me know.
X and Y.
I can check in Portland.
Oh, true.
Oh, man, I can give you a list. I mean, I already owe you like $100.
Just, just have to tell me what the, because I don't imagine, like, there might be some deals on Sunday, the last day, but I imagine most of them are going to be, like, priced appropriate. So you'd have to tell me what your, like, limit price is range.
Okay, but there was something I was going to tell you, and I don't remember what it was now. Good story.
You have deep fear, right? You said you had deep fear?
Deep fear?
No. What video game did you, what horror game did you have?
Carrier?
Yes, that was the one. Because, I saw somebody playing Deep Fear on Sega Saturn, but that never came out here.
No, it came out in PAL regions, or maybe Japan. I've got that action replay thing where I could play non-US games on my Saturn, but
yeah.
So I could play it, I just don't own it.
Okay, because, I thought about getting that, and I saw there's no other version of it. It's only, I guess the only way for me to play it would be an emulator.
Get Saturn. Do it.
I don't know. I don't even know if I played a Sega Saturn. Like, if I did, it would have had to have been at, like, a kiosk or something.
Okay.
Because I don't even know what the controller looks like. Does it look cool?
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, it's kind of like a Genesis 6 button controller.
Yeah, it's pretty similar to what they were already doing at that time.
Yeah, I mean, there's actually two different Saturn controllers. I think they're both pretty good. I think one's better than the other, but they're both pretty good.
All right.
Someday, I'll have to give you these Sega Saturn games.
I'm excited to see the pictures that you're going to post there, Ryan. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I'm hoping Reggie's there, but with no COVID.
Man, you got to talk to John Hancock. That guy seems like he's so nice. Like,
Hancock will probably have a table, so he'll probably be easy to spot.
I mean, he's selling that game. Like, he had a video about it the other day. I think it's pretty neat. Like, he's on the cover and he's in the game. Like, it's pretty cool.
Like, I'm hoping to see, like, Modern Vintage Gamer, because I think he's going to be there. And I'm assuming John Riggs is going to be there, too. So,
yeah, like, he's kind of annoying, but yeah. He probably will be.
Yeah, his voice.
He made
is
a game too, though.
Annoying, but yeah. Oh yeah, he does. Like he.
What was that game he made?
What it's called, but
just something about.
I think he's selling
Beebus. Beebus something.
So he probably. I don't know. He might have a booth or like a little stand too.
Yeah, because he did at the whatever John Hancock was at some expo not too long ago. John Riggs was there selling it. I mean, it's like an NES game, though. I don't remember what it is.
Yeah.
Good story.
But yeah, I don't know if I'll talk to any of them other than just maybe like if I buy something from them or just like I'm looking at their stuff because like I've never met any of these people before, so I have no idea what their personality is like in real life. So
yeah, I mean, the most I would ever do would just say like, "Hi, I like your stuff," yeah. And then
hey, how
walk
are you?
Away.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for making good content.
Yeah, well, I guarantee yeah. like they're like the, everybody know like maybe not everybody, but almost everybody at the convention is probably going to know who they are. So I'm sure they're going to be hit up.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I hope you have a good and safe time.
I hope you do, too. You're flying, aren't you?
Yeah, but yeah, I'll definitely send you guys pictures of stuff for prices if you want to buy anything. Just let me know. I'm planning on bringing some cash because I'm assuming they'll probably want that, but I'm guessing people will take cards and stuff.
I would guess based on COVID stuff, everything's probably pretty card heavy, but maybe not.
Yeah,
I mean, also they might take like Venmo and...
Yeah.
Cash App or,
right.
Or stuff like that, which I have Venmo and Cash App, and I got PayPal set up too, but I'm guessing most people are probably using Venmo or Cash App.
Yeah, probably so. All right. Well, yeah. Enjoy that. Make sure you, send some pictures, and we'll chat about it next time we convene for another episode. But until then, that's going to do it for episode 306 of the Level Up Show podcast. I'm your host, Derek. Thanks to Ryan and Ralph for being here. Until next time, level up.